As we return to the top of the order for the Rockers, Cooper Kelly, who flew out to Hugo at center, is due up. So Graham still on the mound here in the fourth inning. Prior to yesterday, we've seen Kirk Schreider give five pitchers a chance because he's gone three innings with the starter, three innings with the backup, and then he's gone 1-1-1. But yesterday he switched it up. He went four innings as the first pitch comes in the 0-1 in four ball. He went four innings with Howitt, three with Vitoc, and then he went 1-1. End of the game with Julian Tristan. So the 1-1 swing and a popped up ball into shallow center. Running after it is the shortstop, Broussard, who reaches out and makes a grab for one down. So one out. Kelly flies out, and this brings up Kyle West, who flew out to Gallison on his last at-bat. Rafters have been exceptional on the defensive side. Nine straight outs, and with that one out, make it 10. So 10 straight outs. No hits, no runs. As pitch comes in for Graham and finds the right edge of the zone for a strike, 0-1. So nobody on base as well for the Rockers. That just shows how well this Rafters defense has played today. They've dominated the game so far, but we know this can change in a hurry as the 0-1 skies away out for a strike on foul territory. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. With one down, Graham looks in, fires the 0-2 as West pops away another ball. That goes on the left field side, fouled off. 0-2. So Kalen Graham in the last inning, back-to-back strikeouts. And he struck out at Wilson and Folly. He's only had two. A lot of flyouts we've seen. The 0-2 comes in. West once again hooks the ball away in foul territory. Count remains at 0-2. The Rafter lead is 3-0. Three runs in the top of the first. Thanks to Brendan Bobo. Bottom of the fourth now. Graham, the 0-2. And a breaking ball just outside of the strike zone for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kalen Graham fires in the 1-2, and outside and away, Heligzo had to reach out. That went in and out of his glove. The second ball, 2-2. 2-2 count with one down. So Graham was ahead of the count, 0-2. Since then, two straight balls, a 2-2. Swing and a miss on the outside for strike number three. That's the third strikeout for Kalen Graham in two down here in the bottom of the fourth. So Carlos Hernandez is due up, lined out to Graham on his last at-bat. He hit a line drive, and Graham just reached out and made a heads-up catch. So at Anderson University, Carlos Hernandez, the DH from Buford, Georgia, batting a 301, 15 RBIs, tied for second on the team with West. Graham sets in and fires and paints the left edge of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Boy, he's really done a good job of getting ahead in these counts and really forcing the Rocker batters to swing at it. Head in the count, 0-1 with two down. And Graham looks in. Winds and serves down low on a fastball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters looking for 12 straight outs. I don't think they've done that all year. Would be so impressive. And they've done well on the offensive end as well. Four hits, three runs. The 1-1 down low that goes through the legs of Heligzo. Hernandez was looking at a check swing, didn't fully come across, and sees a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike with two down. The 2-1. Swinging a ball, driven out, well hit into deep right field. This ball's heading back, and this one is gone. Carlos Hernandez, a solo home run, and the Rats suffer a home run. Hernandez gets one back. Rockers find a way to get on the board. As well as the Raptors have played, a timely hit from Carlos Hernandez, his second home run of the season. So Hernandez gets on the board. Score is 3-1 now. And the Rockers, that's why they're fourth in the league in home runs. Because at any given time, when the bats haven't gone well, they can get it going. Hernandez just absolutely slams the ball right into the scoreboard in right field. So two down. Now the score is 3-1. First hit, and it comes out a home run. Jack Holman is due up. Flew out to left on his last at-bat. Graham sets in. Boy, that hurts the Raptors. They've done so well this entire game so far. 11 straight outs and looking for the 12th to end off the fourth inning. But unfortunately, it comes a home run as Holman swings and pops up a ball into the left field side. Gallison reaches out and makes an easy grab for the third out. So the Raptors give up a run, a solo shot from Carlos Hernandez, but they still lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning we go. Raptors lead 3-1, but Carlos Hernandez gets a solo home run to bring the Rockers on the board. Raptors lead by two, though, as we return to the top of the order. Anthony Gallison, who's 1-for-2 today, got a base hit and grounded out. He's looking to get his second hit of the day, so the Coastal Carolina product will lead off top of the fifth. Six RBIs. Had a leadoff single in the top of the first and is one of three Raptors to cross home plate today. As Dossett will come in and fire and finds a zone for a strike on one. On a day where the Raptors had 11 straight outs, looking for the 12th to go four innings straight with nobody on base, no hits and no runs, but a solo shot from Hernandez as Gallison lines the ball into right field, drops on a one-hop bounce before Jackson can get to it, and Gallison 2-for-3 today. And he'll take first with a leadoff single here in the top of the fifth. Jack Basir is due up, who walked and grounded out. So the Pepperdine product, Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 5-1. As Gallison at first, Dossett sets in as Basir drives the ball away out of play. No ball's a strike. Rockers with an error as Broussard was able to get on second from an error from the second baseman, from the second, the center fielder, excuse me, Kendall Yule. Pickoff attempt over at first to Matthews. Gallison slides back towards the bag. He stands at first. No balls to strike. Dossett wheels in and fires the 0-1 up and away. Basir had to back away for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Gallison, the leadoff at first. Dossett fires in the 1-1, swinging a line drive out on the right field side as that goes out of play, but Gallison was ready to take second, so Dossett understands that now. I mean, he already, not that he didn't before with a couple pickoff attempts, but he really is going to have his eye on him because he knows Gallison's intentions. So Gallison leads off at first. Dossett looks over now at the bag. The 1-2 way upstairs for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Basir 0-1 today. The guy that leads the team in batting average with .343. 10 RBIs on the season. He's got a home run as well. As the 2-2 from Dossett, swinging a drive into the second baseman, Wilson. The flip over to first to Kelly. Back towards Versoy. Double play. An excellent double play for the Rockers. A 4-6-3 double play. As Brendan Bobo is due up. So Basir grounds out, and this brings up Brendan Bobo, 1-for-2 today, responsible for 3 runs for the Raptors. A 3-run shot for him earlier in the top of the first. Pitch comes in outside for ball 1-0. Bobo hit that 3-run home run and then struck out swinging on his last at bat. The 1-0. Outside edge for ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and two outs. A 2-0 count. Bobo, the left-hander, the 2-0. Upstairs for ball number 3. So 3 straight balls, and Bobo way ahead in the count. Batting a 192 before today, the 3-0 clips the left edge and finds the inside of the strike zone, 3-1. Green ball's a strike with 2 down. Near top of the 5th. Coming set is Dossett. Winds and fires a 3-1. Backed away and pulled out on the backside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and 2 down. Full count, 2 down. Dossett fires in the 3-2. Up and away for ball number 4. Bobo will take first. And great discipline up at the plate for Brendan. So he's at first, and now this brings up Garrett Broussard. 0-for-2 today, but he got on second after he flew a ball into the center fielder of Yule. He also popped out as well. So Bobo takes first. And Garrett Broussard wasn't in the lineup yesterday, but pinch hit in the 9th and then came in as shortstop. Dossett sets in and throws the ball up and away on the left edge of the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Bobo at first, a 1-0 count. Dossett Deals in the 1-0, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Kelly. The shortstop flips it across his body over to first, is on time. So that's the third out, but the Raptors still lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes.
Let's face it.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Raptors lead 3-1 as Kalen Graham still on the mound. The North Central Texas College product. Raptors lead 3-1. They out-hit the Rockers 5-1, where they're now trying to continue that. It was a solo shot from Carlos Hernandez, and that's been the way the Rockers have gotten on the board. So can the Raptors find a way to continue their excellent play? Because it was 11 straight outs, but then a solo shot from Hernandez, who pulled a ball into right field. That's been about it. And so a three-run shot from Bobo in the top of the first. Raptors' lead is 3-1. So Graham still on the mound, a guy that's recorded 3 strikeouts so far. JoJo Jackson is due up, who flew out to center field on his last at-bat. So Graham warming up once again here in the fifth inning. Raptors have out-hit Rockers 5-1. Rockers have committed an error. Came from the center fielder. But the question is, can the Raptors, after that shot there from the Rockers, can the Raptors continue play their excellent play in the defensive side? That's going to be the storyline. So they lead 3-1 as JoJo Jackson is due up. So Jackson, who flew out to center on his last at-bat, and the Georgia State product from Atlanta, Georgia. Jackson batting at 300 with 17 RBIs as the first pitch comes in and clips the right edge of the zone for a strike. 0-1. The Georgia State product, 0-1 today, and Graham still on the mound here in the bottom of the fifth. Graham sets, winds, and serves the 0-1. Jackson swings and flies a ball that pulls away. He got all of that one. That was out of play on the right field side, but if that stayed in play, that sure enough would have been gone. So Graham has given up a hit and a run. So not looking to allow any momentum for the Rockers. 0-2 count. Graham kicks, winds, and serves. 0-2 just inside for strike number 3. Jackson can't believe it. He looks down at the umpire. That is 3 straight strikes. Graham on his 4th strikeout of the day. So this brings up Kendall Ewell out of the University of Kentucky, grounded out to second on his last at-bat. Batting a 286 with 1 RBI. So looking to find a way to get the Rockers going as he swings and flies a ball into deep right field. Is this back towards the wall? And just pulls away out on the right field side, but looks to reach out and make the grab. Did he do it? Did Bobo make that catch? Yeah, I don't think he did. So Ewell will head back towards the bag. As it looked like there for a sec that Bobo might have made the catch, but no balls and a strike with one down. So Ewell back up at the plate, the right-hander. Graham 4 strikeouts so far. As Graham sets and fires the 0-1, swinging a line drive that pulls away on the left field's line. That stays fair. Rolling back towards the wall. Ewell rounds first, heads for second. And the second hit of the game belongs to the Kentucky product from Illinois. So Yule at second. And Graham giving up his second hit of the day. A runner in scoring position. The tying run up at the plate is Mateo Matthews. So one down, Yule at second. The Rockers are starting to get the bats going with a run in the bottom of the fourth. A solo shot from Hernandez as one down. Matthews fouls one off out on the right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Yule at second. Graham looks over, kicks and fires in the 0-1. Outside and the left side of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One count. Yule at second. The 1-1. Swing and a miss inside. That's a little bit late from the Wagner College, Mateo Matthews. He's down in the count, 1-2. A ball and two strikes with one down. Runner in scoring position, the tying run at the plate. Here in bottom five, the 1-2. Swinging a ball skied in the air, popped away on the backside. Count remains at 1-2. So can Graham find a way to deal his fifth strikeout? Struck out JoJo Jackson here in this inning. Graham sets, winds, and serves the 1-2, tipped off on the backside for a foul ball, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Kalen Graham on the mound. An all-turf field here in Capital Credit Union Park. As the 1-2, swinging a ball hooked out on the left field side, out of play on the third base line. Yeah, it's interesting. You can see the soccer lines through the field. You can also see the goalie box as well. So it's very clear also what the field is also used for. So 1-2 count, Graham, the look over at second, serves in the 1-2, swinging a line drive that goes above the shortstop, Broussard, rolls into center field, rounding third is Yule, he's heading for home, and now it's a 3-2 ball game here in Green Bay. An RBI for Mateo Matthews, that's his 12th on the season. And now the Rockers are within one. Tying run at first.
Second baseman, number 2, Blake Wilson.
So Blake Wilson is due up, the Kansas State guy, who struck out looking on his last at bat. And Matthews stands at first. One ball and two strikes with one down. First pitch comes, swings, and a line drive. Headed to deep center field, running after it and making the grab is Hugo for two down. So decent contact there from Blake Wilson, but Hugo was on top of it. So this brings up Austin Folley, the third baseman, out of the University of Kentucky. The rising sophomore. 0-1 today. One of four strikeouts came on Folley as Folley swings in a shallow ground ball, fields it in the glove of Broussard, who steps on second for the third out. So a run comes in off of a RBI single from Mateo Matthews that sends Yule home. And now it's a one-run ball game here. 3-2 as we head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
So we turn to the top of the sixth inning. Jack Gervich is due up. So Gervich, a guy who flown out and grounded out as well, as Raptors still lead, but it's a 3-2 ball game now. So ball comes in for outside, a ball 1-0. As Dossett fires in the 1-0, just on the outside. 2-0, Gervich leading the team in home runs and also RBIs as well. Sees a 2-0 count. Dossett fires in, up and away, outside for ball number three. So a 3-0 count. Gervich ahead in the count. Dossett fires in the 3-0. Inside, and backing away was Gervich, but he clips the right edge of the zone. 3-1. Dossett with two strikeouts already today. As the 3-1 comes up and away on the left edge, out for ball number four. So a leadoff walk from the man out of University of San Diego. So Gervich at first. This brings up Logan Hugo. Hugo, who flew out and grounded out towards the pitcher. Dossett on his last two at-bats. So he's 0 for 2 today. The Eastern Michigan guy from Essexville, Michigan. At first is Gervich. Nobody down. Top of the fifth. Dossett fires in. And backing away was Hugo. 1-0. A ball and no strikes. Raptors lead 3-2. They've out-hit Green Bay 5-3. But Green Bay, a run in each of their last two innings, as the head first dive into first from Gervich, and the pickoff attempt not successful. One-oh count. Dossett likes the pitch. Kicks and fires in. Hugo misses upstairs for a strike, 1-1. One-one count. Nobody down. Gervich, the leadoff at first. And once again, head-first dive into first. And Dossett looking to pick him off. He's really putting Jack towards the bag. One-one count, top of the six. Hugo swings and grounds a ball into left field. That goes in between second and third. Hugo will take first. Logan Hugo recording his first hit of the day. And that's the sixth hit for the Rafters. Chris Conniff, who got on base on his last at-bat with a hit. So two runners on. Rafters constructing an attack here. Two runners in scoring, well, one runner in scoring position, two runners on. Hugo at first, and Gervich at second. As the infield of the Rockers is having a word with their guy, Dossett. And it looks like his day might be done. As a pitcher is warming up for the Rockers. So Orlando Rodriguez, a third base coach for the Rafters, making some signs towards Gervich. You can see those two are communicating right now. Josh Nikoloff at first base. First base coach for the Rafters. Second game he's been coaching, so he's excited to be with the team. And Brian Dyer down there, the assistant coach and field manager, head coach, Kirk Schreider, making some signs towards Gervich at second. So nobody down. At first is Hugo. Gervich stands at second. Chris Conniff, the left-hander, shows bunt but pulls away and sees the ball 1-0. A 1-0 count. The 1-0 comes in, showing bunt again is Conniff, but that ball goes up and out of the zone for a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Rafters, three runs in the top of the first. Four scoreless innings of baseball as Conniff shows bunt, bounces, and that goes away from Dossett. That loads the bases. Conniff, a perfectly executed bunt. Bases juiced, nobody down, and Hogan Helixo is due up. So Conniff gets to first off of a bunt, and Helixo, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, and is set to hopefully drive in a run. Prior to today, Helixo two hits on six at bats. So Conniff at first, as first pitch comes in for a strike. Conniff at first, Hugo at second, and Gervich at third. Four scoreless innings of baseball. Perhaps could come to an end here on the top of the sixth. The 0-1, swing and a miss inside. Goes into the out of the glove of Holman for strike two. Helixo, one for one today, was hit by pitch and then also got on base. No balls, two strikes. Bases juiced. Dossett, the look over at second, the big leadoff from Hugo. The 0-2, swing and a ball popped out on the backside. 0-2. So Helixo, the Creighton Blue Jay, a big part of Creighton's batting success came from him. The 0-2, up and away for a ball. 1-2. Helixo added a .314 with Creighton this season, 37 hits and 19 RBIs. 1-2 as Dossett steps off the mound and fake throws it over to second to put Hugo back towards the bag. Big thing is for the Rafters, there is nobody out here at top of the sixth on the verge of adding to their lead. Dossett sets in and swing and a miss on the outside. But just foul tipped into the glove of Holman. So staying alive. So Holman dropped the third strike. That's what did it. So 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Dossett looks and serves the 1-2. Swinging a grounder over to the third baseman in Holly. And getting home in time is Gurvich. The throw out at first is there. So Gurvich gets home. Halixo grounds out. But a sack ground out to third. So Holly guns down Halixo. But Gurvich gets home. The Raptors lead 4-2. Runners advance. Hugo at third and Conniff at second. Now Jorge Degani is due up. Two runners in scoring position, one down. Degani swings and lines a ball past Austin Holly at third. Getting home is Hugo, and the Raptors lead 5-2. Now here in the top of the sixth. An RBI from Jorge Degani. Much needed from the Indiana product from Miami, Florida. That's his third RBI of the season. And Conniff advances to third. Now it looks like Dossett's day is done. Raptors build on their lead. 5-2. They've out-hit Green Bay 8-3. Now Kirk Schreider calling in his guys. Only one down. But how about that? So one down for the Raptors and a pitching change in store for the Rockers. But how about that? When the Raptors were losing the momentum, they find a way to come in and get two runs here in the top of the sixth. So Luke Moeller will step on the mound for the Rockers, the Arizona product from Scottsdale, Arizona. So Moeller is played, he's pitched, and he's played out in the field as well. So he's a guy that is used in situations like these. So he's getting more reps and more appearances up at the mound. He's had five games where he's pitched in a 1-0 record, 5 2/3 inning, allowing four hits, a run, but he's acquired six strikeouts. So Moeller stands tall at 6'3", 220, playing in the Pac-12 for the Arizona Wildcats. We return to the top of the order, Anthony Gallison, who's 2-for-3 today, having a big day up on the mound. Up at the plate. So, yes, 2-for-3 today, two singles, and he ground out. So the Coastal Carolina product, batting 267, as first pitch comes in for Moeller. Right in the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. At first is Degani. At third is Conniff. The 0-1 down in the dirt and bounces into the glove of Holman for a ball. 1-1. So the drought of four scoreless innings of baseball has come to a halt. He has the 1-1. Gallison swings and hits a towering fly ball into deep left center field. Running after it and making the grab is Yule at center field. But tagging up and getting home in time is Conniff. And a sack fly RBI. Conniff adds to their lead. Raptors go up 6-2. Another three-run inning for them. So Jack Passier is due up. Degani stands at first. Passier 0-for-2 today. Was walked and grounded out twice. As Degani steals and slides headfirst into second. The throw wasn't even made from Holman. And now a runner in scoring position once again. That comes in for a strike. 0-1 count. With two down. Top six. The 0-1. upstairs and backing away is Basir. So a sacrifice ground out from Haligso, an RBI single from Degatti, and a sac fly RBI from Gallison as that ball clips the right edge and finds his own for a strike. 1-2 with two down. Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 8-3. Three runs in the top of the first, and now three here in the sixth. The 1-2, swinging a ball pulled out away, bounced on the left field side in foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. Degatti runs back towards second. Responsible for that RBI single. The 1-2, breaking ball upstairs. Two and two count. 2-2, as a swing and a fly ball out from Basir on the right field side, out of play. 2-2 count, two balls and two strikes. Degatti at second. Deuces across the board. The 2-2 comes in. Basir swings and grounds a ball into the shortstop of Kelly. Flips it up over to first for the third out. But the Rafters get three runs in the top of the sixth. They build on their lead 6-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59. Tonight, mainly clear. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 89. Highs around 89 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 91 Saturday, chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and now a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Mekhi Negrete will be stepping on the mound after Kalen Graham's day is done. So Negrete, the San Diego product, as the first pitch comes in, swinging a ground ball over to Degatti at third, and throw across the diamond to first is in time as Cooper Kelly grounds out. So Negrete, out of the University of San Diego from Oceanside, California, set a 2-0 record with 9 innings pitched, appearing in 3 games, 5 hits allowed, and also acquiring 8 strikeouts. So Kelly grounds out, and Kyle West is due up. So Negrete, the left-hander, already gotten his first out. Negrete sets in and serves. In for the ball. 1-0 count. The 1-0. Down low for Strike 1-1. So Kyle West has not gotten a hit today. He's flown out to left and struck out swinging. So Negrete. Count is even at one apiece with one down. Bottom six. Negrete sets and fires in the 1-1. Popped away out of the backside. 1-2. So three runs came in the top of the first for Brendan Brobo. A three-run shot. Rockers found themselves getting a run in the past two innings of the fourth and the fifth, but a three-run inning for the Rockers has put them up 6-2. Negrete throws way up above the zone and above Haligzo for a ball. 2-2. So two balls and two strikes. And one down. Kyle West batting a .333 has been quiet today. Negrete, the left-hander. The 2-2. Left edge of the zone for a ball. Full count, one down. Negrete sets and fires in the payoff and just foul tipped in and out of the glove of Haligzo. So the count remains at full, 3-2 at full. Kalen Graham's day has ended with five innings pitched. He had 60 pitches, allowing three hits and two runs and four Ks. Four strikeouts for him. He had a decent day. He adds to 17 total strikeouts on the season. So the full count down low, way in the dirt for ball number four. So West will take first. That's his first time getting on base today. This brings up Carlos Hernandez. With a solo home run on his last at bat. And we know what he can do when he's up at the plate. He smashed the ball into right field that hit the scoreboard. So a guy that one of two runs responsible for the Rockers belongs to him. Negrete sets in and serves. And outside on the right side for the ball 1-0. At first is West, the 1-0 home, inside and finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. Hernandez, 15 RBIs prior to today. He's got his second home run and his 16th RBI as he pops the ball out on the right side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. West at first. Three hits and two runs as the 1-2 comes in, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard. The flip over to second, the throwback to first. So Hernandez gets on at first. West gets out at second. Almost a 6-4-3 double play, but it comes up empty. This brings up Jack Holman, who flew out to left field on both of his at-bats. Two down, bottom six. As a pickoff attempt from Negrete over to Gervich. And headfirst dive into the bag was Hernandez. So West gets out at second. Only one runner on first. Pitch comes in down low for a ball 1-0. Jack Holman had a UCLA in Wrightswood, California. He's 6'4", 230, has the checkoff over at first. Hernandez doesn't seem like the ceiling type to me. He is more of a power hitter guy. But leads off at first as the 1-0 comes inside and swing and a miss for a strike, 1-1. But you can never be too safe. So Negrete looks over at second, the 1-1, and fouled inside of the bat, 1-2. 1-2 count. Rafters lead 6-2, top of the bottom of the six. Negrete looks over. will set and serve the 1-2. Swinging a line drive that drops into shallow center field. And Hernandez gets to second. Jack Holman gets to first. That's his first hit of the day. Two runners on here in the bottom of the sixth. JoJo Jackson is due up. Flew out to center and struck out swinging. He's 0 for 2 today. So two runners on, one in scoring position. Two down. Negrete will come set. Looks back at second. Fires in the first pitch. Swing and a miss on the upstairs edge for Jackson, 0-1. So Holman at first. Hernandez at second. Two down. No balls and a strike. As a Georgia State product, batting at 300 with 17 RBIs. Leads the team in RBIs as Negrete throws down low for a ball. 1-1. Be important for the Raptors to get out of this inning, because the Rockers have made a push. There's two down, though, so all they need is one more out. Makai Negrete looks back and fires in. Jackson swings and lines a drive into the left center gap. Rounding third is Hernandez. He's getting home. The throw to third. Does he get him? It does. No run from Hernandez and throws out Holman at third. What a throw from the center fielder, Hugo. What a throw. And the Raptors still lead 6-2. Logan Hugo, how about it? We head to the top of the seventh. Raptors still up 4.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh here at Capital Credit Union Park. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on a beautiful afternoon in Green Bay. First of two in a doubleheader as the Raptors lead 6-2. And top of the seventh here just shortly as a pitching change in store for the Rockers. Tatsuya Yamamoto. So Yamamoto out of Long Island University, Brooklyn. He's appeared against the Raptors before. He's been a guy that is, he's an international out of Japan, plays for Long Island University in Brooklyn. So Yamamoto will take the reins here for the Rockers. Four games appeared in an 0-1 record, 6 2/3 innings pitched. Having 7 strikeouts, 6 hits, and 5 runs, he appeared against the Raptors back on June the 8th, where Wisconsin Rapids was able to beat them 9-4. He had 2/3 innings pitched, allowing 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts. So the Raptors did a great job against him. So Yamamoto So Uemoto here in the top of the seventh. Brendan Bobo is due up. Uemoto fires in and Bobo swings and a miss on the outside. He's got an interesting release to him. He holds the ball and waits till just about the last second. He's got a short windup as he throws the ball one and one. So Uemoto out of Kanagawa, Japan. The 1-1. Breaking ball down low. And Bobo ahead of the count 2-1. So Bobo, a 3-run shot in the top of the first. She swings and hooks the ball out on the left field side, out of play. 2-2. So Bobo, 3-run shot yesterday and a 3-run home run today, which gave the Raptors a 3-0 lead as the 2-2 just above the zone. That looked like that could have found the strike zone, but it comes in as a ball. So full count. Here, top seven. Uemoto sets and fires a 3-2 way down in the dirt for ball number four. Bobo, back-to-back walks for him. He's been good at the plate today. 1-for-2 with two walks. Garrett Broussard is due up. Broussard 0-for-3 today. And the Utah Valley guy from San Juan Capistrano, California. A returning Rafter, just like Bobo was. His pitch comes in outside for a strike. 0-1. On one count, Uemoto fires in and Broussard swings and flies the ball into left field, backing up and at the backtrack is West and reaches over his head and makes a grab. What a play there from Kyle West. Was backpedaling towards the ball. Had to reach over and make a grab. Over the shoulder catch, so one down. Broussard flies out. One down, Jack Gervich is due up. Gervich 0-for-2 today, but he has been walked and has been able to cross home plate. One of six Rafters to do so. They lead 6-2. Swinging a ground ball out on the right field side. 0-1. One out, no balls, a strike. Uemoto looks over at first to Matthews and heading back towards the bag is Bobo. Uemoto fires in and the check swing, did he fully come across, was Gervich. Looked like he did there for a second, and he does for the second strike. So 0-2. Top seven, one down. Bobo at first. Uemoto looks and fires in, up and away for a ball. Oh, 1-2. You go on deck. Matt Gervich, the first baseman. The 1-2. Gervich swings and lines a ball in between second and third. Bobo rounds second and then retreats back towards the bag. Was looking to go three. So Bobo stands at second, Gervich at first, and the ninth hit of the game belongs to the man at the University of San Diego, Jack Gervich. Logan Hugo due up, got a base hit on his last at bat. Two runners on with one down. Raptors have out hit the Rockers 9-5. Uemoto sets in, fires, has a swing and a drive into deep left center field, and that goes back behind West, rounds in a ground rule double, and there you go. Bobo gets home. That bounces on a one-hop bounce over the wall. So Hugo at second, Bobo scores. Raptors lead 7-2, and Gurvich gets to third.